The following is a polemic of sorts that attempts to reconsider the doctrine of this particular context, that context being learning to perform and performing to learn. Therefore, this anti-diagnostic is necessarily provocative and should either by opposition cement your position or perhaps serve as a departure point to further observations. Let us start with learning to perform. You don't do that. Full stop. Performance is one of the largest growing areas of academic activity in the country, increasingly being recognised as a credible academic area with more journals, book articles, and more recently practices research generated in this area than ever before, offering an academic sensibility and perhaps academic integrity that is absent from our now distanced brothers and sisters at the drama schools, still doing their training, their vocational preparatory activity, and busy getting ready for the professional world. The widening gap, any associations with widening participation are intentional, between these institutional or learning practices has now grown vertically to become more of a fence or wall, or a moat that is difficult to cross because of the persistent undermining of the conservatoire institution by popular culture. Demonstrable by YouTube or other easily self-published performance material, or even Friday and Saturday night reality television, being noticed, famous, performative, is in fact very simple. Much simpler than training for 3 years at drama school, arguably, of course, with less integrity, value, aura, originality, and deservedness. We know the arguments here. Walter Benjamin predicted it when he prophesied in 1935 that we would all someday be easily published. We decided some time ago to jump into bed with our visual and fine art cousins, ready to pitch high, build a language and cite our academic practices in the articulation of readership, interpretation, and meaning-making, whatever that might mean, rather than emphasising skill, craft and technical ability. Overall objectives are, of course, convoluted and necessarily muddy. That said, we are where we are, and learning to perform can, like most things, mean something very specific or mean everything, which is another way of saying meaning nothing. So here's an angle. You haven't learned to perform, at least not at your institution. Or a better way of phrasing it, your institution hasn't taught you how to perform. You've learned that elsewhere, practiced, relied on innate skill, or just got by in a specific context. Sadly, it means that often your thoughtful work, your highly intelligent, well-considered, groundbreaking work is actually quite poorly performed. Or worse still, your intellectual comment exists only post-performance anyway, in the period of inevitable justification, the after-show validation finding its life in the written document or the deconstructing conversation, i.e., not only can you not perform very well, but your idea, at least in terms of recognition of the live moment, is also poor. The moment of performance only being there to create a cement foundation for another discourse. In short, learning to perform, you don't do it. Moving on then to learning, performing to learn. You don't do that either, full stop. The implication of this statement, and perhaps the most objectionable, is that performing is a device or tool utilised in the journey towards knowledge acquisition that is quite different from the moment of performing itself. But to extrapolate, perhaps a little archaically, performing is not a dignified activity. The implication, performing, has grown through and around associations with deception, pretense, or the assuming of a role that makes the performer an unreal creature. A creature that plays with and taunts the real world, taking what we know and trust and representing it to us in an artificial environment. We can talk about the diversity of performance work, the subtleties and semantics for a long time. But, for the sake of this perspective, performing, either theatrically or socially, is surreal, heightened and therefore different, and demonstrates an acute social awareness that is concerned with the manipulation, for whatever reason, through form, frame and context, rather than comprehension, substance and knowledge. This makes performing to learn something of an oxymoron. And perhaps in a contemporary culture, this doesn't matter at all, because the result can be the same. Perhaps you don't need to actually learn anything. The perception of knowledge, the perceived demonstration of knowledge, in reality, isn't much different from possessing the real, deep, sophisticated and genuine knowledge of something. Performing to learn, then, you don't do that either, and if you do, you probably don't want to shout about it.